God bless thee all, shipmates of the future. The name's Piper, Diggory Piper, perhaps the most famous Cornish pirate that ever lived. Today, my duty is to serve as the humble prologue to this piece of operatic fancy, so listen carefully to me. 400 years ago, I was licensed by Her Majesty, the first Queen Elizabeth, as a privateer. So I took my lovely ship, the Sweepstake, and went a-roaming the high seas looking for Spanish treasure to loot. I liked the looting, by Saint Christopher I did, and I did a lot of it too. I am a romantic, you see, high maintenance. But the high seas? Oh, no, no, no. I preferred the calm waters of the English Channel, where I could plunder during the day, and at nighttime strum my lute and indulge my feminine artistic side with my old musical mucker, John Dowland. I wasn't too fussed which ships I looted either. Spanish, Dutch, English? It didn't matter to me. I am a pirate, after all. Pirates aren't picky. We're dreamers, grand dreamers. We're not all bloodthirsty thugs. Of course, that attitude did get me into trouble in the end. But then we use our imaginations to help wriggle out of tricky corners. It's funny how odd bits and pieces you pick up beachcombing at Falmouth can acquire magical, poetic powers. I digress. This is not my story, although I do figure in it. Pivotal, you might call me, in fact, but I shan't spoil the ending. For this is the tale of the second most famous Cornish pirate that ever lived, my old comrade in arms, Lady Mary Killigrew. A lady pirate, I hear you gasp. Why, yes, indeed, we Elizabethans could be decidedly unconventional. It all began around Christmastide, 1583, in the Grand Hall of Arwenack House.
"'Tis the feast of Misrule, and God is a fool of the high and the mighty.
I know.
I love the feast of Misrule.
Me too.
How I wish it could go on forever.
Oh, yeah.
We're upside down tonight in this hall.
I've got to go back to wearing court felt and lockrum, having had a day floating in lovely soft silk.
But it's dull so constricting to have to wear the whole time stuffy ruffs and corsets and lace and that ilk.
We're all made of clouds.
Ain't your skin like mine getting irritated?
'Cause the world's upside
down. No, tonight I'm fine. I feel liberated.
It's the feast of this rule when God is a fool of the high and the mighty.
Cut purse, that old thief from the market.
They have a lot in common, those two. Only one of them steals legitimately.
I want the turtle cake, Perry. When will it come?
After the entertainments at midnight, Mum.
It's the bishop himself, disguised as an elf, and the heir of the manor,
in the clothes of a tanner.
And Cecil the gardener, dressed up as a partner. We're all made of clouds.
The queen herself must sweep the floor.
'Cause the world's upside down.
When will the penniless rule the world once more?
Peaceless rule, and God is a fool.
Order arises, earth. No, no, dear Betty, it's one of the players. Pray bend your ears for the tale of the holy fool, Tom O'Bedlam. He hadn't a penny to his name, but he knew truth.
From the hag and the hungry goblin that into rags would rend Tom, the spirit that stands by the naked man in the Book of Mormon's defend Tom. Shed thy lace and go with Tom abroad to beg your baker.
Come day or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure no one.
Go abroad, forsake my rough.
With a host of furious fancies, whereof I am commander, with a burning spear and a horse of air, to the wilderness I wander, by a night of ghosts and shadows.
Now let us commence the final entertainment, for soon it will be midnight.
We have a wild and terrible tale to tell you, if you so desire it, of an Irish girl who grew into a pirate.
Born in the valley, a very low station.
Christened O'Malley with little expectation.
Serving God and men could be my only fate, but then I am a pirate's daughter.
Grace was 17, to be a pirate just a dream.
Until a raven caught her.
Spells were whispered in her ear. Soon it became very clear that everyone would learn to fear this tea.
Grace O'Malley, Grace O'Malley, pirate queen.
Her pirate daddy was wild as can be. Every chance he had, he always put to sea.
When one day his crew was planning a raid, she said,
I'll come too, cause I'm not afraid.
Surely, Grace, my dear, as a girly buccaneer, you will falter. Your carriage will be failing long before we set a sailing for Gibraltar.
My destiny waits for me out there. It's meant to be.
Clearly she had flair.
Believe in me and you will see I dare to dream.
Grace O'Malley.
That time.
Grace O'Malley, pirate queen.
So I cut off all my hair. Yes, I shaved my head bare. So my dad would never dare say no.
Grace would budge.
I'll not stay here like a drudge. If God's up there, let him judge. Let's go. So
So young Grace went to sea and proved a cracker.
Scared all those who dared attack her.
Swung her cutlass if you tried to whack her.
Take care!
She was brazen, she was valiant.
Sacked the Spanish and ravaged the Italians.
Soon she'd captured her very own galleon.
I rounded up a crew to join me on the sea trail. Straight away I knew they would all be female.
Maidens with zest who never look back.
Sail east and west and enjoy mighty crack.
Grace's crew of wenches had the fabulous adventures they desired.
Ladies laying waste to every rival ship they chased.
I'm inspired.
This cutlass crew, strong and sisterly, was captain on to every victory by the finest piratess of history has seen. Grace and Valley Pirate Free!
Quiet, all quiet, the cook presents the epiphany cake.
Whoever finds the dried old pea shall get their wish, whatever it be.
Whoever finds the dried old pea shall get their wish, whatever it be.
I have the pea. I have the pea.
Party's over, one and all, in this silly feast of misrule. Sensible people must get back to work, 'cause there's a pirate ship just out to sea. It belongs to Sir Diggory Piper, that contemptible viper. He's attempting to fire on Pendennis Castle, while seizing a Spanish galleon laden with treasure, I expect. Oh, the pleasure that we'll get from securing Sir Diggory Piper's arrest, ensuring we capture the swine we detest. So to bed with you all, and lock your doors, while we go and settle some pirate scores. That said, it seems a storm is brewing. Perhaps that'll prove to be Piper's undoing. They're gone. What a relief. Now you can get back to your embroidery and lute lessons, darling.
Indeed. And when do you think you'll be back, darling?
Maybe tomorrow, but it could be much longer. Piracy is the scourge of our time, and dealing with it is a man's business. Goodbye, my love.
Don't rush back. A new year, a new resolution. What will Grace O'Malley do? I shall be a pirate too.